Hey girl, hey, welcome back to Female Freedom. This week's episode is boundaries. Do you have them? Do you know what they are? Do you know how to set them? Because I didn't. Have you ever heard the saying, treat others how you want to be treated? To me, that's total fucking bullshit. Because, and I say that lightly, but not lightly, because not everybody has the same heart as you. And so if you're treating somebody nice and doing things for them and showing up for them and helping them, that's not going to make them do the same thing for you, because that is not how humans work. And if somebody repeatedly treats you like total dog shit, whose fault is that? Are you just going to keep treating them nice? Because hopefully one day they'll realize you're treating them nice and they should treat you nice? No. And especially with an empath and getting with a narcissist. And that's really how that whole energy, toxic relationship starts, because they see and feel all of that. But just think about it too, even in a very innocent way. Think about a teacher and a substitute teacher. Kids never treat the substitute how they do the teacher, because they know they can get away with it. Think about a kid with a mom and a dad. They treat the mom and the dad different because of what the mom and the dad allow. Those are boundaries. And there's different, there is physical boundaries, emotional boundaries, mental boundaries. But I know I, especially in relationships, but even like romantic relationships, friendships, I would do the whole treat others how you want to be treated. I'm going to make you stuff. I'm going to show up for stuff. I'm going to be there for you. If you needed me and I had a workout planned or a dinner with friends planned or anything and you needed me, I was going to cancel. I wasn't going to do it. I didn't have to do it. And I thought I was going above and beyond to show this person how much I cared and how nice I was and how much they could rely on me. When in fact, all I was showing is I didn't even have a fucking boundary in my life and that they could walk all fucking over me. What you allow and not allow is how people are going to treat you. And when you start to implement boundaries, that's showing self-respect. And when you have self-respect, people are going to treat you how you treat yourself. And your boundaries can be adjusted. It's not a one and a done. And as you're getting to know people, new people are coming into your life, be it friendships, work, neighbors, relationships, different boundaries have to be in place. And then the people who ultimately are healthy in healthy relationships, who love and care for you, and you love and care for them, there's going to be adjustments. But this is also why, you know, back to therapy for me, and why was I always getting into these toxic relationships? And when you kind of break it all down, I was a people pleaser. And people pleasers don't have boundaries because they want to please the other people. And when the other person in the relationship, no matter what style of relationship it is a toxic person, they are going to take, 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 take. And I know I would give and give and give and give. And then I would just get fucking pissed and I would blow up and I would be mad And I would have like a day of just being like angry or bitchy. And then I look like the bad person. And I could never understand that because I was like, look, I did this, I did this, I did this, I helped you with this, I did this. But then I never shared it. I never showed any signs. I never communicated my boundaries. And so the other person didn't know that any of that was upsetting me mentally or physically or inside until I lashed out. And boundaries, if you are an empath or a people pleaser, or you've never had boundaries before, they are going to be outside of your comfort zone. They were outside of my comfort zone. They made me feel guilty. They made me feel mean. I had to consciously think about them and with effort try to figure out how I was going to communicate and how I was going to implement these. And that goes back to, you don't grow outside of your comfort zone, or you don't grow in your comfort zone. You have to get outside of your comfort zone. Setting boundaries will make you uncomfortable, but you will start to see any toxic, not even toxic, any person who is pushing their limits with you, once you start to set your boundaries, they will either respect your boundaries and accept them, and you guys will communicate and adjust the relationship to what's beneficial for your health and well-being, or they will not, and they will dodge out of the relationship without communication because they don't want to treat you respectfully, so they're not going to respect your boundaries. Or they will argue with you that you're not being a good partner or friend and they can't do certain things that you're wanting. Then let that person go. Boundaries are not you making anybody do anything crazy or, I mean, that's not what healthy boundaries are. Healthy boundaries are to protect your energy, your peace, your well-being. And you can't always just speak on boundaries. You have to act on boundaries. The human nature is for somebody to see how you are reacting or acting and them to react to that action. If somebody is doing something that you do not like, you don't accept it, and you remove yourself from that situation with silence, with not giving them energy, with communicating that that's not acceptable to me. That is hard as fuck. The more that you do it, the more comfortable you get, and the easier it becomes. This goes back to hearing stories, building confidence, having self-worth, self-respect, because you have to set healthy boundaries for yourself and know and fully be strong enough and confident enough to not give a flying fuck if that person walks away. And that's where building confidence in the journey, it's physical, it's mental, it's emotional. That's why I do the fitness boot camps. That's why I coach women through narcissist abuse. That is why there is this podcast. There is nothing wrong if you are in a situation and there are no boundaries and you want to get them. You start and you start small. If you want to have a conversation, you can go to my website and you can click consult, www.kimrobertsfreedom.com, or you can email me at kim@kimrobertsfreedom.com. I can walk you through this. We can discuss some boundaries. But remember, treating people how you want to be treated is not what works. Set your boundaries. Teach people how you are willing and will allow them to treat you, and respect yourself, and others will respect you and those healthy boundaries that you put into place. I hope this helps you. Hopefully, I will chat with you soon. Please share this with anybody who you think will benefit from it, and I will see you later.